The St. Louis game the other night, would you say that that is as close to a full 60-minute effort as you've gotten out of this team since you've been here?
I think so. Against a good team. We did catch them on a good night, I think, and where they were back-to-back. I think they looked a little sluggish, but a little bit of that was us, too. Everybody played. Everybody contributed. I really liked our forecheck, and I thought we defended really well. Yeah, so that was it was a game that worried me. That's those Central Division opponents are there. That's a tough division, and I thought we stood in there and played really well.
What about this game tonight? You and I have talked about how your team reacts with emotion and when they, you know, get into the scrums and those kind of things. How much would you like to see that tonight? And can you create that early in this game tonight?
Yeah, I think you can. It's something we talk about all the time as far as trying to create that emotion. I think in just reading a few things, this Ottawa team's going to come hard early. They've talked about they've had sluggish starts. They're a fast team, a little bit different team than St. Louis. This is going to be a really quick team. I think our neutral zone player is going to be very important and try to slow them down. But you know what? We can talk all we want, X's and O's, all this stuff. It is about emotion, and we have to be engaged. And they should feel good about themselves. They won two or three in a row here. But you have to get greedy. You have to keep on trying to get that done, and that comes to emotion.
We've talked about all these elite forwards you've been facing in these last few games. All of a sudden, starting today, you're going to see some elite defensemen like Erik Karlsson here tonight. How does that change in the way you defend when you have a guy in the back end that can jump into the play and be so quick and do the things he can do?
Yeah, it's being aware, and as I said earlier in the conversation, the neutral zone is so important as far as trying to stop some of their speed. When you talk about Karlsson as a defenseman, I don't think he's a defenseman. I think he's a rover. He is just – he's that good, and he's really good at it. We need to make him defend. We need to have our forecheck. We need to try to have him spend some time in the end zone and us banging him a little bit and just controlling play. You're not going to stop him, but you can contain him by having the puck and forechecking. So that's what we're going to try to do.
You just got your fourth line rolling and contributing, and all of a sudden you take a big blow. Jared Bull is out of the lineup on the injured reserve. Josh Anderson comes up. I know you don't know much about him, but he's played a couple of games here. He is a big body guy. How much do you expect him to just jump in there and keep that thing rolling?
Yeah, I we've already talked to him a little. That's going to be his role when he's playing on that line. I watched him yesterday. It's the first time I've seen him just practice with us. He can skate. He's a big body. From what I understand, he's willing to bang. That is his job right now when he's trying to find his way to the National Hockey League. Don't worry about goals. Don't worry about all that stuff there. Go out and play with emotion and put some pressure on the other team's D. Anxious to see him play tonight.
And, you know, and also speaking about that, it's going to be important to roll four lines, isn't it, with back-to-back games coming up?
Yeah, we play a lot of hockey, and we have played a lot of hockey. We've done a lot of traveling. We're trying to play four lines as best we can. It's going to be imperative that we do this here along the way.
Hey, thanks for doing this in the laundry room, so I know it's a clean interview.
Yeah, thank you.
John Tortorella, Blue Jackets head coach. Milan, back to you.